Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I please have your email address to locate your account?
My email address is s.naroor@gmail.com.
Thank you. Can you please spell that?
s.naroor@gmail.com.
Thank you. I do not see that email address, but I do see an account from the number you called in from. Can I please have your first and last name?
My name is Sanal, S-A-N-A-L. And last name is Naroor Kunjapan.
Thank you. I do see that there's an account for the website dmvrecords.us.org. And how may I help you today?
And I mean, my call is regarding one of the charge on my credit card from US DMV data. That is $23.95. I did not actually opt for any yearly subscriptions or something like that. I don't know why that charge came to my account.
Yes, sir. I do see here that you were charged a $23.95 for the volume discount package. I do show that the time this account was created, that was the option that was chosen. So I'm not sure how else it could have been charged.
But I never created an account like that.
Yes, sir. Well, if you don't recall doing that, I can cancel out this account so you don't receive any more charges.
What is it?
I can cancel out the account so you don't receive any more charges.
No, I don't want even that charge. I mean, like,
I can get you a courtesy refund for the $23.95. It'll take 3 to 5 business days, and I'll give you the confirmation number.
Yeah, please do that. I want a refund.
Okay, are you
that.
Ready for that confirmation number?
just give me a moment. Yeah, tell me.
166-5193.
Just a moment, just. Yeah, 166.
5193. 5193? Yes, sir. And is there anything else I can help you with?
So, I mean, the account is canceled and I'll get the refund in 3 business days. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You have a good one.